All right, so welcome to a quick clip of the Brain Dev Podcast. I'm Nate. There
Alex.
Goes Alex to go to the bathroom.
Ooh, Serena.
She's sorting through cards. She just bought how many?
Five
fucking blaster boxes. Are we gonna record it on the podcast? No.
Already open.
Cause, well, yeah, like she said, they're already fucking opened. And man, that's some hours. I will tell you out of this though, she got many doubles.
Yeah, a lot.
Ended up with
like
some canvas cards. Ended up with some canvas cards. Got a fucking top rope Joey Janela main event John Moxley. I mean, bro, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and thank you.
Yeah.
But right quick, I just wanted to break in. We are going to cover Dynamite after it's over. We did just watch the women's TBS title match. And I am getting more and more discouraged the further along we go. John Moxley versus Chris Jericho, interim AEW champion. Serena, who you got?
I don't want to say it, but
you're taking the logical choice.
The more I see it, it just seems like Jericho.
You're taking the logical choice. I'm taking the. I'm about to start watching fucking Raw and SmackDown again. When Mr. Jeremoobs gets the fucking title belt. But we'll tune back in. We'll get back in after the match and everything. It's just a little bit, but... Man, fuck Chris Jericho. What does he have left to prove? What's he have left to achieve? Fucking AEW title reign!
Well, he keeps saying...
Thank you, Reddit.
He keeps saying, I'm gonna be the two-time.
Oh, yeah.
I think you forgot something.
Yeah. Thank you, Reddit. Thank you, Reddit. He's on the fucking two-time. This is gonna be the end. Yeah, thank you, Reddit. Thank you. I really, 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 really hope he fucking loses and goes back to WWE. Because Reddit... Chris Jericho, man, fucking... Dude... Who the fuck gave children Reddit?
Whoever made Reddit.
Who gave children Reddit? Who thought it was a good idea to let children run rampant on Reddit and fucking... Man, come on now. Yes. Was that Eric Rowan I just seen?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Rampage. Friday night. Eric Rowan.
So
I'm going to watch that. And then, guess what? We're going to go to Raw and SmackDown News Weekly after that. Because Chris Jericho just has to win. You see?
Yeah.
You see? The marks.
I've seen a lot of people in his comments going, oh, you're going to win.
Let the marks in. Let the fucking hate in, man. It's got to be Chris Jericho. Man. Le Champion needs to hang up his fucking the fucking balls. Cause oh wait, should I go full bore? Cause babies. Chris Jericho. He's just got moves. He's got moves, baby. He's got the moves. His chest muscles, they so separated, baby. His bald spot. He's gonna be the next Ric Flair, baby. Last match ever. Oh. By the way, before we get into the episode later, Ric Flair's last match was not that great. It was pretty fucking sad.
It's not his last match either, he said.
No, God, of course it's not.
Oh my God, who's gonna... You know what?
I don't know, but as far as I read, he said it's not his... He's like, I apologize because this isn't my last match. I said it was.
Liar.
Well, before we get into the episode, after all of this, I'm only left with, why does Chris Jericho just have to win? And who the fuck's gonna book Ric Flair to die in their ring? But we'll get to all that in the impending episode. Dear God, is someone really gonna let him wrestle, Serena?
I think, as far as I read, somebody...
Jesus fucking go. Hey! Hey! Welcome to the fucking Triple H regime.
Hey.
Ric Flair's coming back to face